Before we begin, I want to just tell Elam something. This Shabbos, yeah. I'm going away for Shabbos to Boston. Okay, I'm going to a simcha. My sister is making a bar mitzvah. Thank you very much. So you're going to have the great pleasure of having two fantastic shiurim. One Friday, Mirat Hashem by Rabbi Mayevsky. And Mirat Hashem, we're still working on details. Rabbi Chol, can I volunteer you? Not yet. Okay, but possibly Monday. I'm not going to be able to make it back. For Monday, I'll probably come back Sunday night, but I'm not going to be able to appear. I'm not sure yet. So I have to go Thursday night because it's too close to call. Shabbos, a very short day. It's a 5-hour trip to go to Boston, so I'm not going to wait until Shabbos Friday. So Mirtzshel again Friday. Okay, being that in my mind I'm thinking about a bar mitzvah, this week's parsha I want to talk today, and maybe we'll do some even more of this tomorrow and the next day. I want to talk, this week's parsha happens to be one of the ikar mekoros for the inyan of bar mitzvah.
Right, it's my bar mitzvah.
Oh. Mazal tov. All right, now what's the makar? And why is it the makar? The makar, it's a little bit bizarre, and there are very big questions which I don't have an answer. Questions which I don't have a satisfying answer. But the basic makar comes from the parasha of Shimon and Levi. And what happened in this week's parasha? Dina vatetse dina bas leyash asherul Yaakov liroitz b'nosaris. And what happened? She's abducted by Shechem. And what happens? Who comes to the rescue? Who comes to the rescue? Shimon v'Levi. Vayanu. Let me find the pasuk over here. Can we just find the pasuk inside? You're too good. I can't keep up with you. I can't keep up with you. Give me one second. Okay, here we go. Okay, pasuk chaf hey perik lamedalid vayihi b'ayoyim hashlishi b'yosam koyavim vayikhu shnei v'nei Yaakov Shimon v'Levi achei dino. Here's the key word ish okay ish charbo vayovo al ha'ir betach. They enter the city with a sense of security. Confidence. I think here more than confidence. Vayargu kol zachar, and they wiped out the whole city. How old were they at this point in time? The Medrash says. Now I don't understand what this means.
They were the last six. They were born at the beginning when Yaakov was 84. Reuven was born when he was six months later. He was maybe 85. They were there for another. They finished up the last 6 years, and then the next 6 years makes 12, and the last year traveling on the way, because it was too
late
at home, so made 13.
Gvaldik, unbelievable. All right.
Well, that's the cheshbon.
Yeah, but no one makes his cheshbon.
I didn't come up to make the cheshbon.
No one makes his cheshbon. I didn't see anyone make the cheshbon. It's all like halacha, it's a medrash. We have a messiah. We have a tradition.
I don't think it was
a Messiah.
I don't think I thought it was.
Because it says the word ish. What ish means an adult. So we have a Messiah, we have a legend that they were 13 years old, and you're making an unbelievable cheshbon. You're saying, well, do Erda the numbers, because Yaakov was there for 6 years. He was Leah. A year later.
They're
the oldest. So he's there for seven years.
7 months apart.
Six more years, and then traveling, which was approximately 13 years, whatever. So it comes in approximately 13 years, give or take. Now the problem, though, is the Medrash says, Bo Bayom. On that very day, they were bar mitzvah. This was like their bar mitzvah, at the theme of the bar mitzvah. Today, G.I. Joe.
No, only one could have been bar mitzvah.
Oh, so that's the obvious question. That is the obvious question. If you're telling me that the Medrash is bo bayom, that ish, today they became bar mitzvah. Wait a minute. They have the same mother. Right? They have the same mother.
Maybe it was accelerated.
They have the same mother, and it says first she has Reuven. Roh Hashem ki sin that was Shimon.
No.
Kishon Roh Nikisoni. Shimon is Kishon Hashem ki sinuani. Then Katam Yilove Ishi Alai. L'chayru, they were at least 9 months apart. So one of them was Bo Bayom, and the other was at least 9 months later.
No, it said the Mepharshim say they give a, there's a sefer that gives an exact judgment, but it says that even Yosef was only born a few months later after
Less than
91. It says that Yaakov was 91 when Yosef was born. It was 81 when Reuben was born. They were all months apart. 6 to 7 months, 7 months, they were born.
Okay, so the truth is, there's another medrash. Okay, I didn't bring with me all the medrashim, I don't have them, but there's another medrash that says only Levi was Bo Bayom, which means Shimon was 13 Luma. But it's also an Ish. It's his Bar Mitzvah, it's 13th year. But basically, it's not a pure drasha, but it is a very strange. Now, the question is why? This is not the only place in the country we have an allusion to this. We have Bitsala. We have a tradition. How old was Bitsala when he built the Mishkan? 13 years old. This is a pasuk. Ish, ish, minilachtoi, asher, heimo, isim. In order to be eligible to work in the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan, Yadvi Bar Mitzvah, from the word ish, ish, where it says what ish, ish means you are a Bar Mitzvah boy. Ish, ish. So here. So the question is, why Bedavka then are we focusing primarily on this pasuk? Here's the Bar Mitzvah ish from this pasuk. Here's where. So you'll answer me. So it's the first time. Go try to find the Medrash of the Ishiyat Tanakh until this time in history. Maybe in a Chanami, this is the first time. But there's a much better answer. All the Farshim give is because what is the essence? What is the nature of a mitzvah boy? What is? It's pretty much not exactly literally what they did to go wipe out, to go to war. But what did they do? They took responsibility. What happened here? We have over here two boys. They have a sister. It's an eighth tzara. Maybe their technique was not exactly the proper what would be taught in a night's cheder. But
Geneva Convention.
But they had good kavana. They had a good kavana. Responsibility. When you're sitting home, when you're 6 years old, you don't have a sagas. I'm going to take care of the problem. The words of the puzzle are extremely powerful, and it really captures the essence of what is a bar mitzvah boy. The bar mitzvah boy is vayavo. It says they took their sword ishachabo vayavoi al huir betach. They entered in the city confident. This is my mission. This is my role. That's the ultimate bracha. A boy 13 years old has confidence. I'm ready for life. I'm ready to go out and accomplish my task in life. Responsibility to my sister, to my father, to my family. What was the pasuk? Lo yosek. What was the nusach? Lo yosek emim kameinu. Is this the way things are done? It's a tremendous, powerful pasuk, and it doesn't hurt that the chadmedrash tells us they were 13 years old, and Levi was Bo Bayom, 13 years old. Taka, this is what the essence of Bar Mitzvah is all about. What?
It's Bar Mitzvah
Pshatel. It's not a Pshatel. Traditionally, traditionally a Pshatel is Shagis Aryeh. There is such a Kabbalah by
what? No, that's
they yell like lions.
I never went to a Bar Mitzvah where I understood even one word of the Bar Mitzvah Pshatel. Not even one word. Okay, so that's some people, they make speeches now today. Okay, whatever it is. Baruch Hashem, I my nephew, I wrote the Pshatel. I try to make it so complicated.
Why would you?
Because tradition.
But you had a Shagas Aryeh.
No, what a Shagas Aryeh.
You cannot have a Pshatel
without a Shagas Aryeh. Okay.
Doesn't he say five words?
What's the tradition when the boys start singing?
They start singing.
That to embarrass those who don't know. Because that was only the Chassanim. Chassanim. Not to embarrass. It used to be a tradition. It used to be a tradition that today you don't see this, but Harei At Mikudesh Asli Betavaz Zokidas Moshe Vishol, it used to be that the Chosin would not say the words. Every Chosin would say it word for word after the Masada Kedushin. Yeah. The Masada, Harei, Harei, at, at. Oh, but everyone knows the Nusach Baal Peh. Not to embarrass the Chassan, they did not know it. It's a Dusha. So everyone says, Mila, the Mila.
That's why I say,
Zugli.
Don't
say the Zugli.
It's like the person who prepares the Haftorah tape. I always used to joke about this. People, you prepare that one lane the Haftorah, to lay the Haftorah in Shul in front of the whole Olam. So not everyone was blessed to have an education when they know how to lay the Haftorah. They have to go to the store and buy the tape and listen to the tape. So the tape begins the Haftorah for Parshas Vayishlach. So the person, he goes, he doesn't know anything, he goes and he buys the tape. He comes to Shul, the rabbi says, okay, go, go. And he says, the Haftorah of Parshas Vayishlach. Baruch.
All right,
I think I'm listening.
That's why I'm saying, that's where I have.
Why? What do you mean we're
happy?
Not to Mavayish. I don't get it. Oh, who doesn't have hair? Not to Mavayish. 13-year-old boy already doesn't have hair. Okay.
What about Mitzvah?
Oh, for the adults. For the adults. Oh, the Chassan.
Hat.
Interesting. Okay. So this is a very powerful Makar, Bible, because I want to just, so we have a few more minutes. I have a Sefer. Someone showed this to me. It's very, I know about this. I didn't really pay much attention. There's a Sefer called Mitzuvah V'Oiseh. It's two volumes, two thick volumes. Have it in Yeshiva. The name of the Makar is Shmuel David Friedman. Hakai. He's you know who he is? He wrote a lot.
He's made Chassan the last week.
14th kid, right? The last one?
No, he's still left.
There's one more left? Okay, Mirtz Hashem. So he gives two shiurim, two daf yomi shum bar park in Shomrei Emunim, and he's an incredible Talmud Chacham. Goyim shebegoyim. He wrote how many svarim? Hundreds of svarim. He must have written. We pray here. He state seifim was on daf yomi. State seifim bar park. He reprinted. He
runs the top salesman for New York Life.
The tremendous Talmud Chacham. He republished a lot of old Sfarim. He's very into old Sfarim. He republished them, we redid them, and then he wrote his own Sfarim. So someone showed me that he has a Sefer. It's a two-volume Sefer. It's I don't know, it seems like it's geared for a Bar Mitzvah boy. To present him with the Ikur Mitzvahs that he has to know when he becomes an adult, becomes a Bar Mitzvah boy. And it's unbelievable. It's just packed with chidushim. So let me present you a few minutes some of the things that I came across in the Sefer, which I found to be very interesting. Okay, let's start with some remozen, some very cute. These are things that I found to be very cute. We have a pasuk. One of the psukim which merames to a bar mitzvah boy is, first of all, most of the pasukim say the Rosh. The Rosh writes that 13 years and one day is nothing more than halacha l'moshe misinai. Why should 13 years and one day be the day when a boy is chayv and mitzvahs? Why is that more? Is that when he reaches puberty? The average day? Maybe yeah, maybe not. All right, but shtei saros, but more, everything is said and done, it's halacha l'moshe misinai. All those midrash, l'nala halacha, it's halacha l'moshe misinai. It's a mishnah, m'sechta avos, ben chamesh l'mikra, ben eser l'mishnah, ben yud gimel l'mitzvahs. The chayv mitzvahs begins when a person is 13 years old. He's chayv ready in mikra when he's 5 years old, chayv in mishnah when he's 10 years old. But when he is 13 years old, that's when it's chayv in mitzvahs. It says in the pasuk, in Tehillim, am zu yotzarti li, yotzarto li tihilasi yisaperu. So the Gemara, so the drasha. This is, I don't know who says this, but it's a very popular remez to bar mitzvah. Zu is 13. So when you are 13, am zu yotzarta. That's when the yitzir is complete. The formation person is still developing and is growing until he reaches the time of zu. Zu is 13. Am zu yotzarta li. That's when you're mine. Yotzarta li tilasi yisaper. Okay, let's go to another example. Okay, this example, let me find it. Okay, holoich yelech uvachoi noisei neshe chazora boyavo verina noisei alumaisaf. You know, I don't know who says. I apologize. It'll sloppy. I didn't write down the makar. It can be found there in Mitzuvah Yosef, but it's beautiful vart. We all know that one of the things that a father does when a boy becomes bar mitzvah is he makes baruch shepotrani. But we want to get a share on this. This is a very complicated sugi. What is the baruch shepotrani? Is the father happy that the child no longer is responsible for his sins? Or is the bracha that the father is no longer responsible for the son's sins? In other words, until bar mitzvah, what's going on? So there are two mahalchim. Then until bar mitzvah, anything that the child does, the father has to pay. And now in bar mitzvah, the father, Baruch Hashem, I'm not going to be punished for the sins of my son. And some say, Pum Fakert. Every the sin that the father does, the son's going to suffer. However that works, so when it comes bar mitzvah, the father is happy that he's no longer going to cause suffering to an innocent person. So the truth is, Elu v'Elu divrei Elokim chayim. When you make the bracha, Baruch Shepotrani, may Ein Shoshal Zetz both ways. You're exempting, the relationship is broken, and that's good for everyone. Everyone has their own responsibility. No one's going to suffer for the other one's sins. So that idea, that concept is really captured in some degree in this pasuk. Until a boy is bar mitzvah, the father says, Holoch yelech uvocho. And as the child is going, he's growing, he's developing, he's maturing, uvocho, the father is crying, because the father feels the tremendous achrayus, the pressure that he has to behave in order that his child should not suffer his sins, and vice versa, he is the achrayus that whatever his child does. But and during this time is no say he carries the neshach hazara. Neshach means the zara means his seed. There is the seed. Meshach means in this context the weight. The weight of the zera, his child is his zera, zera shel kayama. He has to carry on his shoulders the weight of his child of all of the sins. But now when he becomes bar mitzvah, bo yovo. What is yovo bigamatria? Yavo is Bigamatria 13. And now on that wonderful day, when Bo Yavo, when he enters into the age of Bar Mitzvah, Berina, it's a time of joy. Why is it a time of joy? Because now, it's a play on the word, Noisei Alumosav. Alumosav literally means a bundle of grain. But don't spell it with an Aleph. This is the Drasha. You can interchange the Aleph and the Ayin, the oil. Alumosav is a play on the word. Now the child can carry his own oil, his own burden. So now the father, Baruch, now also, okay, right. So the bundle.
His own bundle.
So this is the drasha. It's a beautiful remes for bar mitzvah. It captures the S, the Baruch Shavrani. Holoch yelech uvocho. The father is crying as he goes along because he's no se meshech hazara. But now, bo yavo, Berina, the child's on his own, is no se alumosav. Okay, let's quickly jump to a halachic issue. A very famous Chassam Sefer. It's a very interesting idea. Chassam Sefer is a very long shashal. What about a goy? Is a goy shayach in bar mitzvah? L'may nafkamina. There were a lot of chuvas written about this. Erev Pesach, they sold the chametz to who they thought was a 15-year-old kid. A guy they called John from next door, the kid. They don't know what to do with the parents are difficult people, but the kid's an easygoing guy. They pay the kid $10, so he'll buy him $500,000 worth of chametz. He'll be able to sell the chametz. And then they discover after Pesach, middle Pesach, guess what? The kid's only 12 years old. The kid's not yet bar mitzvah. Oh, he's not yet bar mitzvah. We got a problem. Is there such a thing as calling a bar mitzvah by a guy when it comes to a Jew? When it comes to transactions, this is just one example of many examples when it comes to some mechiras chametz. Baal yira, baal yimotze. What? Not, okay, is there an equivalent? Is he an adult? Correct, is he an adult? The equivalent. What? Don't laugh. Don't laugh. Plenty of stories like that.
So when is it Mechoyv Yishalim Mitzvah
Yudai Noyim? Oh, that's exactly the point. When is it Mechoyv? Chayv Misav, it's not in Eretz Yisrael, all these different shals. Is there such a cat of an adult? Look in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah doesn't talk about it. The Mishnah says, Ben Chameish L'Mikra. When you're 5 years old, you're now obligation to learn Mikra. Ben Eser L'Mishnah. Ben Yudgimel L'Mitzvahis. When you're 13 years old, there's a man of Mitzvahis. You chayv a Mitzvahis. Okay, but you know, there are other things in life. There's Mikra, there's Mishnah. So a guy is not in mitzvot, the guy is another thing. So who says this whole thing of a whole thing applies to a guy that should be an adult? So in the Chassam Sefer Paskins, there's no din adult by a guy. There's no such thing. By there's no din Yud Gimel Shem Yonechad. A guy, it's his maturity. If he understands what is taking place, the transaction, which can even be 10 years old, 9 years old, 9, 10 years old, already is an age where the average non-Jew already is at a level where he can fully appreciate what it means to own property, to acquire possession. It's a kosher mechira. The people will not even value Bal Yimotze. They don't have to destroy the chametz. Everything is fine and good.
Right.
What?
You don't want him too smart.
He's too smart.
He's too smart.
Well, the guy. Okay, well, this is a very popular yisoid. It's a very popular yisoid from now. I saw an elaboration in the Sefer Mesuvios. He elaborates and he says, "What's talking pshat? Why? Because he says by a guy, the most a guy is obligated to do. He wants to say that a guy does have an obligation also to some degree of mitzvahs. Like you mentioned, the mitzvahs, the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Even if you want to say that a guy is chayv in mitzvahs, and the mitzvahs by a guy are sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, and you'll say, oh, so those mitzvahs should be the same zman of a Yisrael, which is 13 years old. It's a very, very good argument. The Yisrael has tayak, a guy has 7, so the same way for the Yisrael, it's chayv mitzvahs, it's 13, a guy is 13. Okay? So I don't know who says this. The Torah mitzvah, the mitzvah, he brings out this point, he says, beautifully aside, the sheva mitzvahs bnei noyach are mitzvahs sichlios. They're mitzvahs that depend on a person's understanding. Don't worship idols, don't steal, nichol narayos, gizdinim. These are mitzvahs of a seichel. Taryag mitzvahs alamaylam in haseichel. The chukim, the mishpatim, they're things that are not even the greatest minds don't have a full understanding. It requires a degree of kedusha. A degree of kedusha, you can mekabel the kedusha to understand and accept the oil of these mitzvahs. That only comes when you're 13 years old. So in other words, even if you want to say that by a guy, indeed, there is something called Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, right? Kabbalah HaMitzvahs we have over here by Ben Chamesh LeMikra, Ben Eser LeMishnah, Ben Yud Gimel LeMitzvahs, and one will then argue by a guy also he has his mitzvahs, and his mitzvahs will kick in when he's 13 years in one day, and if you sell chametz to a guy under 13 years in one day, he's not called an adult because he's not yet in the realm of the mitzvahs and his mitzvahs are mitzvahs. No, that's not so. Taki has mitzvahs, but his mitzvahs begin when he understands the mitzvahs. Since he's limited to Zayim mitzvah noyach, which are mitzvahs sichlios, and mitzvahs sichlios can start telling you it's enough. But the kedusha of tayag mitzvahs, it's a different madrega, and that you need to be 13 years and one day. Okay, another very nice vort he says. Okay, let me give the question is, why do we call a bar mitzvah boy a mitzvah bachor? Why is it called a bachor? Where does that word come from? A bachor. Why do we? So he says it comes from the word boicher, to select, to choose. So you'll tell me, how do you have a right to say bachor and boicher? They're two different words. The makar comes from another concept of Shulchan Aruch called a mosur. What is a mosur? There's a term in Shulchan Aruch called a mosur. It's used in reference to a person who is moiser, right? He's a person who squeals, who tattletales, and tells a malshin. Malshin, according to the Rambam, is chayiv misa. He's a roideh.
That's why you have the word in the Chumash it says it by the Eldar Umeda. Mibchura vayomar adonai Moshe klayim.
Mibchura, so what does Mibchura?
In other words, he was malshin on Eldar Umeda that they were saying Chutz Lamachna, that they weren't giving the Bua under the.
Okay, but he doesn't connect it into Mibchura. Okay, it's very good. Mibchura.
Mibchura by Omar, the Moshe Kloes.
So what does it mean that Mibchura?
He was saying he was malshin
over the
Eldar Umeda. They were also.
But what does it mean there, the word?
Mibchura over there
means.
Rashi says that they were supposed to be from the.
Chosen ones?
They were chosen ones. They didn't go with
okay,
it.
Chosen.
So what? So
because
what
they were more
so,
than.
So what did the Mefarshim say on that particular pasuk that the reality? reality was, what was such a great, terrible thing that the other 70 Nevi'im that were saying it were by the Ol Moed near Moshe Rabbeinu and the Shefa. Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the ability. But they were Michutz L'machne. They were separated, and they were still saying the Nevuah. They were nowhere near Moshe. They did it on their own ability, and that's what got Yoshua off the hits. He got very old, although not everybody says that it was Yoshua, but some said it was Moshe's children. But nevertheless, yeah, it was Yoshua, according to the Mefarshim, and he couldn't believe that they were saying Nevuah without being near Moshe Rabbeinu. There was no runoff for them, obviously. They were far away.
Okay, well, let's finish up. Okay, we have here in Shulchan Aruch, we have a concept called a Mosur. A Mosur is a person that gives over, that tells the non-Jewish authority about a Jew is not fulfilling the law, and that can put him in a state of sakonis nefashis. So the commentators ask, why is he called a Mosur? He should be more correctly called a Moiser. So the answer, the Maral asked this question. Okay, the Maral Miprag. No, the Maral asked the question. He says because Chazal deliberately played around with the words, and the Mosur means you're given over instead of Moiser to impress upon any potential Mosur. You think that when you're going to tattletale on your friend, you're going to give him over to the government. The truth is, you're giving yourself over to the government, because what goes around comes around. You want to be a moiser. Ha ha. We're going to call your act you're a mosur. It's already concluded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're going to be giving yourself over. So, Rabbi, the Sefer Mitzvah Yosef says the exact same thing. Is so why we call a bar mitzvah boy a bachor? Because what is the goal? The goal of a bar mitzvah boy is now he's presented, he stands at the crossroads. Until he's bar mitzvah, he only has the Yetzer Hara. And when he becomes bar mitzvah, he's presented with the Yetzer Toif. A time of bar mitzvah, time of choosing. And we tell the child, choose well. Ubacharta bachayim. Be a boicher. Be a boicher. Hashem says, bacharta. And if you're a boicher today, you're bachur. You're already given over. All you have to do is make the right decision today, and it's just like this moiser masur. The message is make the right decision, and everything will follow from there. So another quick short idea. This is a beautiful idea. Where do we find the word gadol and katan? The contrast gadol versus katan in Masechta Sukkah. Something called a sukkah kitana. What is sukkah kitana? I'm going to give Masechta Sukkah. It's only big enough for roishoy, the ruboy, and part of your table. My head and most of my body. But part of my body is outside. I'm not fully in it. It's kosher sukkah. A katan, he's here. His head is, he goes to cheder, he goes to yeshiva. He's loyeshoy, the ruboy. But a child is not fully part of society. He's not fully part of the club. He comes to shul, he's there, maybe the first one on first one in shul. Puts away all the siddurim, he's a good kid. When you become bar mitzvah, you graduate from being kuloi. You go from roshay v'rubay to 100%. A little bit of a drush. Okay, one of the last things is Shabbos HaGadol. Why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? Because Klai Yisrael makabel the mitzvah, they makabel the Karban Pesach. Because they makabel the Karban Pesach, the Kabbalah, that's what the essence of going between a gadol and a katan is. A gadol is the kabbalah, sa mitzvahs. We borrow. It's a little bit of Jewish. We borrow from Shabbos Hagadol. Okay, there are more things. Maybe tomorrow we'll continue with these with some more bar mitzvah in Yonim.